Here are the latest headlines from the Tornado Newsroom on KDDR.
I'm Jacob Just reporting. Each student at Oaks Public School has their own device, either an iPad or a laptop, to use during school or at home as needed. The school has been seeing an influx of devices being brought back to school damaged. The school does have insurance to repair the devices, but notes that the increasing number of repairs is concerning. The school asks that students and families take the utmost care of your school-issued device. Make sure it isn't thrown on the floor to be stepped on or left where it could fall off the counter. Most importantly, make sure to avoid spilling any type of liquid on it, as this will cause irreparable damage to your device. A mandatory curfew on North Dakota's bars and restaurants ordered by Governor Doug Burgum has been lifted. The governor made the announcement last night. It means those businesses can resume normal hours for on-site service effective at 8 a.m. Tuesday. Those businesses had been closed from 10 p.m. to 4 a.m. since the November order and was extended earlier this month as a way to slow the spread of COVID-19. The governor cited a decline in the number of active cases and hospitalizations for amending the order. The bars and restaurants must continue other mitigation measures. Those establishments must remain limited to 50% of their licensed seated capacity, not to exceed 150 patrons. Seating arrangements and tables must allow for 6 feet of distance. Masks must be worn, except when eating or drinking, and dance areas are to remain closed. And a major pharmacy and healthcare chain says it will begin administering COVID-19 vaccines next week at long-term care facilities in North Dakota, where the death rate due to complications from the virus is among the worst in the country. CVS Health spokeswoman Abby Major says 41 centers in North Dakota selected the company as their provider for inoculations. She declined to name the facility, citing a concern for privacy and security. Major says the rollout will likely occur over several days while the facilities determine when the vaccine will be administered and when they schedule on-site clinics. State statistics compiled Monday show that 750 residents of long-term care facilities in North Dakota have died because of the virus. That is a look at local news. For news anytime, head to newsdakota.com. I'm Jacob Just reporting.